There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, happy Mother's Day from Ozzy Osbourne, too. If he tells his mom he's coming home, it might be a far trip to the far country. Oh, man. Super Don, happy Mom's Day to your lovely wife and, of course, all the moms out there. My wife as well, and my mom. She's going to join us sometime this hour. We'll get a happy Mother's Day update from Mickey. She's the author of A Life of Many Colors. We've got it linked up in the show notes if you haven't checked it out. See, where did I get my attitude from? Check it out. Where that came from. Love and liberty.
That's a good thing, right?
Right, it's a good thing. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com. I feel some splaining is in order. You know, I recognize, you know, we cover a lot of issues, health and healing. Sometimes you've heard us kind of go on tangents about the so-called skeptics or pseudo-skeptics, quackbusters, things like that. And, if you're not involved day-to-day in natural medicine, integrative medicine, healing outside of the bounds of peer review, which is crap, the peer review is, you don't know what goes on, that there are people that meet and they're like, they have these, like, the meeting in their mom, or they live in their mom's basement, speaking of moms. Mom, kick them out. But they have meetings and they just kind of rant about people who believe that, well, substances not approved by the FDA are somehow beneficial in any way, shape, or form, right? They'll say there's no science, or the science, these are the people that say the science is settled about global warming or about vaccines or anything like that. And they often have a good old time getting together, slapping each other on the buttocks, doing some other strange things because I won't get into that. But they get together at these meetings and they just rant about, How is anybody, you know, into what they call woo-woo medicine, as we kind of joked about it a little bit, right?
I have spent some time trying to figure out, okay, where did this word come from? I mean, mm-hmm. It's just the most bizarre thing, and they have tracked it back to it originated sometime in the 60s and was first used and stuff. And it's so funny because you've got woo, mm-hmm. and then some people actually go, woo-woo, what's right. Like, okay, so is that like extra woo or, mm-hmm. you know, woo-woo-erific or something. And Robert, if you mm-hmm. like here, I've been hanging on to this for a while, but I actually have some audio from the last convention that they had.
Cool.
Skeptics convention. It's called The Amazing Meeting in right. Las Vegas. And mm-hmm. what happened was there was a group full of skeptics here, and this guy walks in, and it's kind of like yelling fire in a theater.
Yes.
The guy walks in and he goes, homeopathy.
And that just triggers it, right? You just say the word homeopathy and evidently something happens at these meetings?
This is what happened.
Woo! 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 Woo!
Well, they sound very intellectual.
That's right. All it
That's
took.
Awesome.
I just you say homeopathy, and it's the woo alarms go off, and everybody just
right.
involuntarily just starts screaming woo.
Yeah. Well, I know, and then they struggle when they're caught saying it to get out of the room fast enough, and they don't do so well. That's what they sound like leaving the room. All right, so it's a little backstory explanation, but I said if you are at all understanding what sexism is, this is really the use of the term woo is should be patently offensive to ladies, women, or anybody that cares about them, especially on Mother's Day, to use the you know, root word of womb to do that. There's nothing wrong with intuitive, natural medicine concepts that go beyond FDA-approved synthetic patent pharmaceutical drugs. Just saying. And speaking of that, California, the moms are really in a battle. Dads, too. Families all over California. Because right now, SB 277 was bad enough, right? Now you got SB 279. And if it were to pass, it would make you become a criminal if you work with children and you aren't fully vaccinated. It would eliminate the moms and dads out there who want to work with kids in an official capacity. Your right to be exempt, if you will, from one or some or all of the vaccines, which is by definition a very risky procedure, unavoidably unsafe, according to the Supreme Court, these vaccines. It eliminates the medical autonomy. It crushes religious freedom. It undermines personal freedom and burdens what we call quality providers. I mean, the people that are trying to do good within in the medical and nursing realm. With a non-optional series of medical interventions in the form of these mandated vaccines that are not even 100% effective, far from it. And more than that, they're damaging to the body. Of course, some you know, our critics would say, oh, no, those toxins are actually strengthening of your immune system. Of course, that's not a naturally occurring thing to inject toxins. It's one thing to eat them, then you get food poisoning until you're chronically ill and you no longer do that as well. But I'm asking you, in California or anywhere, listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, are you prepared to be deemed a criminal, in this case, particularly in California, for working with children while unvaccinated, right? What's going to be? Are they going to issue tickets? Are they going to arrest you? Are they just going to, you know, fire you and you can no longer work in your chosen field or profession? So I'm just, it's just stunning. The more I see what's going on in California, the more I say to my friends and family and loved ones, get out. Get out. It's a lost cause. And I don't say that with excitement, genuine excitement, except to say there are other reasons that getting out of California may be a good idea before the absolute collapse and the real Hall aspirin out of that state happens and a real estate collapse. Those are concerns that I have for my people, my friends, my loved ones out there.
Yeah. There were good things going on in California back in 93 when I moved. That's where I grew up. I grew up in California. And there are things I miss.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot that I don't. But I mean, even back then, I mean, the taxes were insane.
Mm-hmm.
The crime rate, at least, you know, in the area where I was living, was insane.
Yeah.
You know, the fees and everything, just to, like, register a car. I mean, it was hundreds of dollars and, you know, the unemployment rate and all that kind of stuff. And it really hasn't gotten any better. It's only gotten worse.
No, it's rough out there. I know it's a beautiful place in certain areas. It's just gorgeous to be there. I understand. But think about it long term. And we're all challenged right now to think a little longer term because, you know, we think in terms of hand to mouth in a sense. You know, the grocery stores, they're always going to be there for us and we could just go in and get food anytime we want. What if that were not the case? It wasn't always the case in our history. And, of course, now they're replacing, you know, food by saying, no, vaccines are even better than food. Like we said, basic levels of nutrition is way better than injecting toxic poisons into little babies around the world, much less the adults who want to care for them in California. If it would commence, I think September they've got a schedule maybe to run of 16 if it passes. It would prohibit
a
date.
It's passed. It's already passed the Health Committee and the Human Services Committee, and it's moved on to the Appropriations Committee. So it's on its way.
Can you imagine the people that don't even realize, and they could be totally pro-vaccination, the people that work in daycare centers, they would not be able to work in any of those places unless they caught up with the what they call the adult vaccine schedule. According to the CDC, which has no conflicts of interest whatsoever on the vaccine issue. And you know, if the adults that are pro-vaccine realize what they're asking for by mandating vaccines for everybody, including kids, recognize that they're the next on the list if they want to work in their chosen profession, and they don't realize how many vaccines they haven't gotten in years to get them caught up to what the CDC says is the schedule. despite the fact that there's no evidence, for instance, that flu shots actually work. And they do contain mercury, unless you specifically request the one without it, but then you've got aluminum and other things. So,
What do you worry about? I mean, Paul Offit says you can get like 10,000 at one time, doesn't he?
No, just kids. Adults.
So adults can't?
Yo, I don't know. He didn't say anything about adults.
An adult would be able to handle it better than a kid.
Yeah, well, let's see if Paul Offit will take himself up on that claim. He won't, of course. Of course he won't. So there's also a fascinating another blog post from, was it Levi Quackenfuss? Quackenboss is the pseudonym.
Quackenboss.
Yeah. I want to get into that in a moment. But before we get to that, there are two infants that are reported dead in Mexico. After receiving vaccinations, 39 others have been hospitalized due to adverse effects of the shots. And this is a big story in Mexico right now. After suffering adverse events following shots given under the national vaccine program there, the infants had been vaccinated for tuberculosis, rotavirus, speaking of Offit, and hepatitis B. Earlier, this was on May 9th, this was reported, so on May 8th, and they began suffering what they're calling allergic reactions within the same day, basically. A total of 52 children given the shots in the indigenous community of La Pimienta in San Jose and San Antonio del Monte, located in the municipality of Simojovel, Chiapas. I'm horrible at Spanish. I'm so sorry. Yeah. Basically, the babies that died were just 28 and 30 days old. Now, I ask you, of those babies, that were given hepatitis B shots, how many of them, had rushed out after birth to get a tattoo with a dirty needle? I'll hazard a guess, none. Experienced, adult interactions in ways you won't even want to consider. No, this is not what's happening. Why would they give hepatitis B shot? And the rotavirus, if we talk about gastrointestinal viruses, if you've got a basically stable functioning immune system and you're breastfed by a healthy mom, you're not going to have any worries there. But we have homeopathy. Oh, break out the woo, right? And we have probiotics, for instance. There are so many ways that we can address GI issues without having to resort to the vaccinations that can potentially kill children, as you're finding out in Mexico here. So if you've got this and you know anybody in Mexico, if you are Spanish-speaking, although this article we have linked up is in English, and Superdon, blast that out, if you will, spread it around, because there's more information coming about the dangers of these things that they want to mandate without exemption. We have a criminal government now in league with criminal pharmaceutical industrial complex. The politicians in league with them need to be thrown out on their aspirin. And that's a nice thing. I'm saying it very nicely, you understand? Because it's Mother's Day. You don't want me to cuss on the air, do you? Let's see. Maybe, yeah, Mom, we'll see if we can reach her maybe next segment and find out what's going on with her. Any drugs? Is she on any drugs? Superdon, we'll ask her after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. 1-800-237-3737 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As good as gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Robert Scott Bell Show. We got a response to one of our tweets there, Super Don, where you tweeted out the two infants dead in Mexico after receiving vaccines. Metzitsa says, oh, but it could never be the vaccine's fault. Vaccines save lives, because that's what Sanjay Gupta tells me. Sanjay Gupta. Which, by the way, Sanjay Gupta is good on pot, but vaccines... not. Not so much. Anyway, we're going to get Ma Bell, Mickey, on at the bottom of the hour for Happy Mother's Day update from my mom. My mom! Your mom! Yes, my mom. And stick around for that. She's the author also of, it's her autobiography, A Life of Many Colors. A Life of Many Colors. That's coming on. So let's see, what else we got? Oh, you know, on the vaccine front, vaccine injury. You know, I end up talking to a lot of folks at Autism One each year that I've been, I think, 3 years now, maybe four. And we've got that coming up May 20th through 24th. And those of you who'd like to join us in Chicago, I'll be there. My buddy Paul Bertero is going to be there. The folks from Sovereign Silver are going to be there. And a whole lot of other awesome people. Brian Hooker, who we had on last week. Shout out to Terry and Ed Aranga. If you knew what it takes to put this thing on. Just in awe of what is done there. But looking forward to being there 20 through the 24th in Chicago. Come by, say hello. If you have a story to tell, I'll have time to record some things in advance. If we have time, we'll go live. But check it all out. All the updates are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Also, Nashville friends, if you're up there, the IAC, the International Association for Colon Hydrotherapists, June 24th through 27th in Nashville, Tennessee. We've got that linked up. Guess who's going to be there? TMB, RSB. Let's see, who else? Paul Bertero. Dr. Frank King. Dr. King is going to be up there with us as well. And so, if we missed the Healing Revolution this year. It was a big deal they put on last year. So maybe next year. But we're going to be together at that conference, which is going to be awesome. And definitely looking forward to that. And, just on the vaccine front, where I was talking about, there are homeopathic medicines that are designed, if you will, indicated for use for vaccinosis. And, you know, the two most common that are widely known among homeopaths indicated are Thuja occidentalis, T-H-U-J-A, Thuja. Some people say Thuja. And Cilicia, interestingly enough. Cilicia, which is silicon or silica in a supplemental form, but in homeopathic form. Now, there are more things that can be utilized, and there are vaccinosis-type formulas, you know, like Vaccinoplex, Vaccino-Cleanse, Dr. Frank King has from King Bio. So if your child has recently had a shot, or even not recently, it could be years ago, you know, it could be you who had some vaccine injury. May have to have my mom remind me of my vaccine injuries from when I was a kid, although we only had a fraction of the shots we have today for kids, if you're one of those parents still doing it. I still had some adverse reactions we may be able to talk about as well, directly from my mom, who didn't know better back then than and many of us did. But vaccinosis remedy, so if you call up King Bio during the week, if you're at all concerned, or if you know children who have been affected, this is a simple and safe way. It's a water-based homeopathic remedy. You can call them at 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245. To plug into the, you know, different ways to address it. And these are the kind of things I bring with me as well. And I will lecture more in depth at Autism One. And, of course, Friday evening, coming up the 15th in Naples, Florida, at Food and Thought. But at Autism One, May 20th through 24th, I'll be talking about, again, what I love to, is the gastrointestinal health, the lining of the gut. This is, and you talk to a gastroenterologist who is honest about it, if they ever see a child that is diagnosed into the autism spectrum, without fail, they will have to acknowledge that their guts are in horrible shape. Dysbiosis, candida overgrowth, iatrogenic enterocolitis, that's doctor-caused or unknown, if you will, of unknown etiology, inflammation of the gut, leaky gut, diverticulitis, Crohn's disease, that kind of thing, IBD, IBS. So this has always been a focal point for my own healing. When I started in natural medicine and homeopathy, break out the woo, and then continued my research into other things, and particularly, as we know for many years, the silver hydrosol, because of the properties that are unique to it and the safety with which it was presented to the world via the bioactive silver hydrosol that I use, Sovereign Silver in Argen 23. And now, with additional science coming in, I say that loosely, right? Science coming in about molecular hydrogen. Thanks to Paul Barichero and Tyler LeBaron from the Molecular Hydrogen Institute. And we're going to talk about the ghrelin production, as well as how hydrogen, when brought in with water, can take the worst of the oxidative stress causers and bind them and excrete them. So that's cool. Go to robertswater.com. Check it out. Say thanks to my sponsors at robertscottbell.com. We're back. Mother's Day with Mom. Mickey Bell joins us after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall call between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Scott Bell Show. All right, we talked about those amazing skeptics, pseudo-skeptics. You know, when they hear the word homeopathy, they go woo. So Super Don really kind of felt bad for them and thought, you know, how do we meet them on their intellectual level? Because it's so just, it's just vast and without compare. So he suggests that if we, you know, hear the word drugs, not homeopathic drugs, but the petrochemical FDA-approved drugs, that we should respond accordingly. See, they have woo. What do we have? So, Super Don, I'm going to say drugs, and then you press play and tell me what we should be saying, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs. I'm not going to do that. I don't want to do that.
That sounds about as intelligent as woo to me.
Okay. Yeah. Point taken. I know you don't hold back on these guys and gals. That's okay. The article on the vaccines, because the big argument about why they need SB 277 in California and these other states are saying mandate all vaccines, no exemptions allowed, is because what about the children that can't get vaccines? This is always the thing. Well, what about someone with leukemia that can't get a vaccination, right? But let's put that into perspective. And in fact, it's been done so well by the inimitable Levi Quackenboss. And this is, we've got it linked up through Fearless Parent, fearlessparent.org. What about the immunocompromised? That's the question. What does it mean? Well, number one, they say pediatric HIV. That's a big thing, right? Are they allowed to get vaccinated? I'm not really sure, because there is no such thing as HIV, or at least they haven't isolated it, and the tests for it don't detect it and it alone. It's nonspecific and cross-reactive. So whether it is there or isn't there, no one actually knows, but they're calling it that test because, well, patents and profitability, a whole other story. But then they say, the CDC, if we go to the CDC, inactivated vaccines are safe for immunocompromised people. So basically, they're saying, well, no, these kids can still get vaccinated that are immunocompromised. They actually even list the benefits of vaccinating immunocompromised children ages 6 through 18 with Prevnar 7 and Prevnar 13, and they say it outweighs the harm. And then the CDC goes on further to declare all inactivated vaccines safe for the immunocompromised kids. But what about those so-called live virus vaccines? Right? You think that would only be okay for if you're mildly immunosuppressed. But the CDC said, no, it's all clear for MMR too. Ditto for the chickenpox vaccine. So the question is, and this is true for kids that are supposedly HIV. I dispute that status, but for lack of a better, I don't want to argue that for this moment. That's what they consider immunocompromised. Basically, according to the CDC, there are no vaccines on the childhood schedule that school-age children living with this asymptomatic HIV are not allowed to get or shouldn't get. There you go, CDC, backing up the whole reason why you need SB 277 in California or elsewhere. Not actually. Primary immunodeficiency diseases. Nope, there are no vaccines on the schedule that school-age children living with the most common form of primary immunodeficiency diseases can't get, like rheumatoid arthritis, systemic lupus, thrombocytopenic purpura. Unbelievable. Kidney and spleen failure. Nope, they can give them all. All the kids with kidney and spleen failure, no problem. How about pediatric organ transplant? Only three they mention: MMR, chickenpox, and the nasal flu mist, live viruses. Pediatric cancer, only three: MMR, chickenpox, nasal flu mist. You see, and this completely neglects the so-called genetic inability to excrete mercury. They don't want to acknowledge that at all in this regard. But these are doctors. They have degrees. You got to listen to them. Don't ask questions. And if you do, somebody will call you woo-woo. Now, questions about Mother's Day. I don't have any questions about Mother's Day, except I want to say happy Mother's Day to my mom, Mickey Bell. Mom!
Yes, yes, sweetie.
Happy Mother's Day. Thanks for your patience. I know you were waiting to get on board here, and I'm thrilled to have you on board. Checking in to see, how old are you now? Because I always screw that up.
81 and going. That's strong.
Oh, my God. How do you say 81 in Hebrew?
Shmonim ve'echad.
Shmonim ve'echad. Okay, very nice.
Shmonim ve'echad.
I can't say it that well. Super Don probably be better at it. I mean, it's been years since the bar mitzvah, so what can I do?
Yeah.
So 81. All right, so since the last time we talked, how many FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs are you on now?
Zero, zero, zero. My one big zero. Not even an aspirin. I just don't take the stuff.
Really?
Thank God.
At 81, that's not right.
Well, I guess not, according to mainstream.
Yeah.
But according to me and you, that's very right.
Yeah, exactly. Now, so you're not suffering from any drug deficiency diseases at 81. And what did you do last night pre-Mother's Day?
Dancing, ballroom dancing.
Ballroom dancing? I thought you were a West Coast swing.
Well, I do both. On Friday night, Saturday night is ballroom dancing. Sunday night is West Coast swing.
Wait, so tonight you're going back out dancing?
That's correct. Yes, I am.
Don't you need a day off? Come on, you're 81. You went dancing last night. I mean, you're not a teenager.
Well, I have to date. I have to rest the night and the day. In the evening, I'm dancing.
You're ready to go again. This is great. All right, I want to talk to you about vaccines. We were an allopathic family.
Right.
When I was born, remember the doctor said try the baby powder instead of the you know breast milk, and I projectiled
right.
that
and
out pretty
quickly.
And
you threw up everything.
Yeah.
Your body rejected it.
Right. But the docs said, you know, vaccinate. There were a few. There weren't as many as there are for kids today, but we did them.
Yes, we did, and I just recall so vividly when you were vaccinated, I think it was a smallpox on your arm,
yeah.
And somehow you slept over the arm, and the medicine went and revaccinated yourself on the side of your face or between above the ear, kind of on the side.
Yeah, the temple of my forehead, I remember that. It's one
yes.
of those earliest childhood memories I have, and it's not a good one.
Oozing for the longest time, and you must have suffered from headaches that I had no idea that you were, because we could never get you to smile in the picture. Looking back, this must have been the reason.
I was a frowny boy, didn't smile like I smile today.
Yes.
But again, back then, remember, nobody really questioned doctors. It wasn't even a thought to question doctors about this stuff.
That's correct, yeah. That was the way to go. We had the pediatrician, and we go monthly, and you'd get your vaccinations and whatever they suggested you needed to get.
Yeah, and so I had a lot of antibiotics as a child because I had ear infections and throat infections and sinus infections.
Yeah, I guess you did. I don't remember that too vividly, but 'cause I really wasn't using much drugs myself at that time, being from Israel and, you know, eating well for the most part.
Yeah, but you come over from Israel and then you eat the American food, and it had a long-term detriment before we went into homeopathic medicine and things like, you know, that happened in your life to correct the imbalances. Because I remember at a certain point in time going through perimenopause or menopause, you were on those drugs, Premarin and Provera.
Right, yes, I was for quite some time until we met our homeopathic doctor and he set us straight.
Yeah, detoxified and got you off all of that stuff. And it's really quite an extraordinary story, a lot of which I think you do reveal in your autobiography, A Life of Many Colors.
Right, yes, in my book. And if you want to find out about your background, how you grew up with an Israeli mother, you need to read my book, A Life of Many Colors.
It's very scary.
Scary, it's interesting. I think it's fascinating. People say it reads very easy. You know, you can't put it down once people start reading it. So,
well, it's a history, Mom. I have to say that you know when you talk about Mother's Day, and every kid grows up, and at a certain point will have issue with what Mom does. That's just the nature of growing up. But the part you never know about your moms or your parents is what they grew up and what they experienced. And it's like a whole other world you can't conceive of. So there's not a lot of sensitivity. But what you reveal in your story also intricately entwines with the history of the 20th century. It's quite extraordinary.
Yeah, yes. Yes, it is. It's fascinating. What can I say? It's an up and down, it's a roller coaster ride, and I think everybody has a story, and it's fascinating to find out. And unfortunately, we see people at face value, and we don't know what they went through and what made them to be who they are today.
Yeah.
And it's nice to know.
Yeah. So Mom, what does your doctor tell you when, you know, in like flu season? Do they try to give you a flu shot?
Are you kidding me? No, I don't. My friends get them, though, and I look at them and I just smile, and they always talk, oh, I've seen my doctor for this, and they always go to the doctor, and I just don't say a word because I don't want to make them feel bad, because I haven't seen a doctor in years.
So you don't even have a doctor that you know by first name?
No, I don't. Well, you are my doctor.
All right. So he listens to her son, and that's why she's doing so well. No, it's not the only reason. But, yeah, quite tenacious you have been in your life. It's pretty extraordinary, and I'm happy to have you on here to wish you a happy Mom's Day, as they say in England. And, of course, gratitude for you and all that you do. And I think making me a lover of liberty the way you did, very independent.
Absolutely, yes. I always questioned authority, and I never trusted authority. to me, authority was somebody to question, not to follow.
Yeah, I know. It gave me a bad attitude, but take it up with my mom. Take it up with my mom. Super Don, do you have a question for Mickey?
I think we need to start referring to her as the Dancing Queen. I think we could revive ABBA, and yes, that is...
She'll have her own theme song, the Dancing Queen. That would make sense.
How about the Dancing Diva?
She's a diva now. Oh, Super Don, we're going to have to like...
Oh, my. I won't argue with that.
She wants organic green M&Ms in the room before they come on the air here.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day, that's right. So everybody go out and get, what is the name of the book? A Life of Many Colors. Get the history there. It's available. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can get the e-book version, too. Kindle version is available on Amazon. Mom, love you. Thank you so much. Happy Mom's Day.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, and thank you for being my wonderful son. Love you, and love your wife and your kids and my kids, my grandkids. And go and have a wonderful, special day for Nancy, who is a wonderful wife to you.
Awesome. Thanks, Mom. We'll be back after this. Vegan potlucks. Is it the new face of terrorism?
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
All right, that was fun.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Growbox, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS? Or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We got anybody else's mom scheduled for today's show? Because we're running out of time. Anybody else's mom? We got enough mom?
No, I don't have anybody down here.
My mom had to cover it for everybody.
She can handle it.
All right, yes, she's tough. That was cool. Yeah, enjoyed that. Remember the 15th of May, Friday evening at Food and Thought Naples. Big event, RSBTMB, Sayer G, Paul Bertero, Aaron Elizabeth. Awesome. Good, great group. And thanks to Mike at Food and Thought for helping put this together. And what else? I think Dr. Michael Haley may even be coming over with some aloe, the Stockton Aloe 1 that I love. Aloe, A-L-O-E-1.com. That's what I recommend for the Silver Aloe Recovery Protocol, Gut Recovery Protocol. So we could be doing Silver Aloe shots. You know, happy hour at Food and Thought Friday evening. And then Autism One, May 20th through 24th in Chicago. Looking forward to seeing all the super moms, the thinking moms, and everybody there. God bless you all for what you're going through and paying it forward now to help others so that they don't go down the same road that you may have gone down in over-relying or over-trusting on authority and medical doctors or MDTs. So let's see. The intelligentsia never ceases to amaze me. The intelligentsia now in this time is really trying to detect terrorism, tracking terrorism. They got these fusion centers in America, trying to tell the Department of Homeland Security, hey, this is where you need to look. This is the and usually they target like so-called right-wing terrorism from homegrown terrorism. But in this case, it's I don't know if it's left wing, right wing, center wing, but there's no chicken wings here because we're talking vegan potlucks. The fusion centers are now monitoring activist meetups for bad actors who pose a threat to public safety at vegan potlucks. Now, Super Don, I realize you may never have been to a vegan potluck. I don't know if you have.
No,
I didn't think so.
Say
I have. Raw vegan potlucks, very small people, and I don't mean this in a negative. I'm just saying physical stature for the most part. You know, because if you eat raw and vegetarian, it's rare. I know there are some that are claimed to be vegan bodybuilders, and I'm not here to dispute that. But, you know, typically you go there, they've been through the 60s and they're back again. And I apologize. I'm going to get in trouble for stereotyping vegan potluckers, of course. The point is they're peace-loving, loving people. They don't even want to hurt an animal. And so I guess maybe they're thinking that, well, they love animals so much that they're willing to hurt a human, perhaps. But well, I just haven't experienced that.
Yeah, listen, it's an intriguing, it's a provocative headline. And that's mm-hmm. the reason why we stopped on it. Now, what we're looking at here is there's this group that is wanting to oppose something called AETA. This is called the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act.
Okay.
And this was something that was first introduced years ago. Feinstein, I think, was involved in it. And basically, what it does is it prohibits any person from engaging in any conduct for the purpose of, and this is how they describe it, damaging or interfering with the operations of an animal enterprise. Now, as you know, these definitions sometimes have a lot of gray area yeah. as to what exactly that means. Does that mean you cannot protest in front of a business or something like that that is doing something that you don't agree with? You know, there's a lot of interpretation there. And so they were just wanting to, you know, kind of just organize to educate people about that.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the activities they were incorporating into that was potlucks.
Right.
And so the this fusion center went, okay, wait a minute. I think there might be some dangerous people here. We need to monitor yeah. these potlucks to see if we can get the bad guys.
All right. So you vegan potluckers, if you want to know, you know, do a search on everybody that you don't know that's like a new person to the vegan. See if they don't have a real chicken wing in their pocket. Because people that come to these things that are all, you know, just about eating animals, large animals all the time, they're not going to be able to survive that one meal. I mean,
what you do is you get somebody walking around with a platter with some hors d'oeuvres on it with, like, you know, like Vienna sausages, and if somebody takes it, then you know you got the imposter.
Right. And you can even make them vegan and just pretend, you know, just say quietly in the ear, this one's really meat, and then see if they take it. And if they do, then you know, kick them out because they're just there from, like, the Texas Department of Public Safety or something. I don't know. But Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act. I wonder if this goes back to Oprah Winfrey when she protested and said, hey, you know, what they're doing to these dairy cows, the cows that they're feeding and turning into steaks. It's just horrible. Although, where is Oprah Winfrey on Hawaii? She's got a house in Maui, and they're spraying Maui like crazy with GMOs. Just asking, Oprah, where are you? Still waiting. All right, we got to be back tomorrow with some more advanced medicine and more. A whole week and heading Friday to Naples. And remember, Autism One in Chicago after that. Thank you, my friends. Thank you, Mom. Love you. Happy Mother's Day to all you moms out there. Thank you, Super Don. Thank you, Daniel. The power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best. Best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earthfiles publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.